Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. Tonight, we are excited to have you join us on Issues Concerning Women. If this is your first time tuning in to the show, thank you so very much. We really appreciate you listening. Please tell a friend about Issues Concerning Women. We've been around for quite a number of years, and we would like to continue to bring you information that can help you live your best life. We are all about empowering, inspiring, and encouraging women. If you're a longtime listener, thank you as well. We really appreciate you. We could not do the show if you were not supporting the show. I get constant responses back to the show. So many people can't listen while it's actually live, but they can actually go into the archives and listen to the show. We are doing some fabulous things at Issues Concerning Women, and we want to continue to share them with you. So please tell somebody about the show. If you would like to call in, the number is 1-347-826-7543. If you're listening to the show on a Thursday night between the hours of 8:35 and 9 p.m., you can call in live. If you're in the archives, you can put the number down and call for the next show. We never knew what our show is going to be about. I do plan down within the week, but sometimes I just get an inspiration to talk about something, and then I just run with it. Are heading right in towards Mother's Day this coming weekend. So to all the mothers out there, and whether you are just a birth mother, and I won't say just because it takes a village to raise a family, but if you're a mother of, and you birth children, we want to say happy Mother's Day to you. You may be an auntie. You may be a sister who's taking care of family members. You may be a grandmother who has now decided to help your children raise their children. You may be a sister who's never given birth but has been a mother to so many through your church, your community, and all the things that you've done. We want to celebrate you tonight. We want to say thank you so very much for all that you've done. And as I stated, as I began this sentence, it takes a village to raise our children. When we look at all the things that are happening in the world today, all of the heartache and the pain that our children still suffer, it sometimes just overwhelms me about the number of things that I see on Facebook on and other YouTube videos about bullying and mistreating our children, about domestic violence, about things that we do to ourselves. We actually keep ourselves in bondage because of the things that we entertain, the things that we think are funny and they're not. When you engage in something, and whether you actually posted it on Facebook, and this is just my pet peeve, you are accountable for that because you thought it was funny or you engaged in the conversation, then you become a part of the problem. Let's try to become a part of the solution. it saddens me when I look at the teenage girls, all the videos that they have been posted this week about them getting into fights, them bullying other girls. It is truly a sad occasion. And, of course, the video about the girls that are missing, and First Lady Michelle Obama has a sign up saying, "Bring our girls back." It is really sad to me to have to even think about that. It could have been any one of our daughters. It could have been somebody's child that we know. These things are disheartening. They are very disturbing. They're sad. And I don't know sometimes if we have become immune to devastation and disaster and we just get used to it. But, you know, it's not something that I take lightly when I look at the issues of women and girls and children and their families. I am really, really oftentimes just in disbelief of the things that we take lightly. So tonight, I don't want to be all deep in all of that, but I did want to say that because it was weighing really heavy on my heart. We have enough to go through as a society. We have enough that we have to fight each and every day without it being promoted as something that is funny when we see our children being beaten in the street by other children or by adults or being taken captive by strangers. There's nothing funny about it. If you are the kind of person that is immune to it, then you're seeing too much of it. It should disturb you, it should make you sad, and it should make you think, how can you make it better? That's just my 2 cents worth. So now, on to our show tonight, because we definitely want to celebrate mothers. We don't want to always have an issue that is disheartening, but sometimes I just have to take those few minutes and just talk about what's on my heart. That is the wonderful thing about Blog Talk Radio. You actually get to speak about the issues and the topics that are near and dear to the host. I hope that everyone that is listening takes to heart what I've just said and just think about what we entertain, what we engage in, because whether we put the post up or not, it is affecting someone. How would you feel if it was your child that was being beaten or bullied or missing? So you have to take yourself and put yourself in somebody else's shoes sometimes just to make sure that you're not immune to the devastation and the sadness. No parent wants to lose their child. No parent wants their child to be bullied. No parent wants to raise a bully, but sometimes it does happen. So we have to look at it for what it really is, but then we have to also find some kind of solutions to these problems, and we can't solve all the world's problems, but we can be aware of what we do and what we add to them. And I never want to be that person who takes anything lightly or anything for granted. I am truly blessed, and I know that I am, so I encourage you to think about what you're doing, how you're entertaining, how you're being a part of the problem. Let's find a solution and be a help to those that are in need. Okay, so now we're going to move on. Tonight I want to share something with you that was shared with me, and I have been reading it over and over again. And when I talked about the things that I've been seeing on social media, sometimes we have to remove the things out of our way that are causing us problems. I know that when we go and we go on Facebook, there are so many positive things on there that can drown out or let us push to the side the negative things, but the negative things do pop up. And one way that we can actually make a difference is if we think about the things that are in the way, the negative things that are in the way, and how we can use more positive things. Many, many of my social media contacts have their own businesses. These are women and men that are striving for success. And I'm just asking you to be a little bit more conscious about what we're doing and what we're posting on social media. So there are oftentimes obstacles that are in the way, and sometimes we just have to get through them, around them, over them. Or in the days of old, and marathons were run on smooth tracks, but over pathways filled with obstacles that could cause a runner to stumble and lose the race. There are three things that you have to look at and that can be in the way of your life's race. One is unforgiving. And I talked about this Sunday at my church, so if any of my church members are listening, this will sound familiar to you. Having an unforgiving attitude, if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you, your trespasses. So we have to be conscious of, are we harboring contentment, resentment? Are we trying to cover someone else's things? You know, we know that we're not supposed to want what others have, but sometimes we do because that's just how we think. Can we just look at where we really are? And when we do fall into the path of unforgiveness, the one thing that we must do, and that's anybody, doesn't matter if you're male, female, short or tall, that when you are harboring unforgiveness, you cannot move on from that obstacle. And the way to remove the obstacle out of your life is to forgive that person that has done something to you. Now, of course, we know that if we can't forgive, then we won't be forgiven either. So whether looking at the situation and thinking, well, you know, I'm just not really ready to let that thing go, I encourage you tonight to find forgiveness in your heart. And what I talked about on Sunday was that if you want to be blessed, then you have to extend the blessing to somebody else. So if somebody has done something to you that you need to forgive them for, I encourage you to do that tonight. If you haven't talked to your sister, your brother, your cousin, your mother, whoever, in a long time because you're holding resentment to them, please take the time this week to call that person, to pick up the phone, and just say to them, you know, hello, and how are you? You don't have to go into a lot of details about what happened and the thing that brought you to the unforgiveness. If it's the right time to do that, then so be it. But if not, let's just come together for this Mother's Day weekend. Come together in unity as family. Let's forgive. Let's be a blessing to somebody else. Again, the best way to be blessed is to be able to extend that same blessing that comes to you and extend it to another person in a double portion. Nobody can beat God giving. But if you can do that and say, Lord, every time that you bless me, I want you to bless that person who has hurt me, who has been an obstacle in my life, who has caused me great discomfort and pain. And if you do that, and that is a part of your healing, and you will be able to move on. You will receive mercy, and you will be able to pass it on, and you'll be able to run your life's race without any obstacles being in your way. Another thing that we have to think about is the relationships. Now, this can be really hard because when we are in bad relationships, sometimes it's hard to get out of them because of the connection that we've made with that person. And we're thinking that if we love that person enough, that our love will conquer all and sustain us through the relationship and the duration of it. But that is unrealistic. If you're in an unhealthy relationship, and I mean in a relationship that has been going nowhere fast for many years, a relationship that had been broken and you tried to mend it on your own, a relationship that is abusive, verbally, physically, mentally, spiritually, These relationships you have to let go. Don't let them keep you from receiving what is for you, because an unhealthy relationship can also be an obstacle in your way. If you give your time to those who aren't worthy of it, then you have no right to complain. You have to become more selective about who you're hanging out with, who you're spending your time with, who is important to you, and you must choose wisely. And you also must choose people that are going to support you, people who believe in you, people who know what your purpose is and is there to lift you up, people who are there to hold your hand, people who are there as a shoulder to lean on. Because sometimes we don't even need a conversation. We just need to know that somebody cares about us and that somebody is there for us to have conversation with and dialogue about different conversations and about different things that are going on in our lives. If you are in that unhealthy place, then you're attracting unhealthy people to you. What you have to do is find out what your purpose is and strengthen yourself first, and then you'll be able to walk away from the unhealthy relationships. If it's a relationship that you know that it can be saved and you want to work on it, then all means do so, but do it in a healthy way. You have to set boundaries. You have to know when it's time to face the challenge and obstacles head on and not keep trying to dodge them and divert from them. You have to know when it's also time to let go, and I believe that's the hardest part for many of us. When do I say enough is enough? Nobody knows the answer to that but you. Nobody knows that. I was talking to a sister the other day, and I was telling her, nobody can tell you when it's time for you to walk away, a marriage or a long-term relationship, from a career, a job, from a church. Nobody can do that. That is a decision that you have to make on your own. I, as a coach and a counselor, I am not in any position to judge you for staying in a relationship. Unless it's abusive, then we all know that you should be leaving that relationship, but you need to be safe when you're doing that. By no means will I ever tell you to stay where there is harm that will come to you or your children. So you have to know when it's time for you to go. Nobody can tell you that but you. The other thing that I want to share with you is, and talk to you about an obstacle, is an undecided heart. Now, when we look at that, we have to know that I'm making decisions that are just me, but all that are involved with me. I cannot forget the things that have happened to me in my past and know that they are going to affect me in some way, shape, or form or fashion. Looking forward to what lies ahead, I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize if I'm always looking back. See, this is where you have to decide that you're going to let the things of the past go. No, you won't forget everything that happened to you, but know that if you have an undecided heart, this too is an obstacle that is in your way. It drains your energy. It takes a toll on your mind and your heart. Sometimes you don't know which one you should be listening to. It strains your relationships with other people that you are close to. And it can be the deciding factor in whether your relationship will be fixed. Because if your relationship is broken, then you have to decide, and the people that you're in a relationship with, is this something that we can fix? Many, many times we're in our own bondage because of the things that we try to hold on to, that we can't decide who we're going to listen to. If we're going to listen to that inner voice, the spirit on the inside of us that is telling us what to do, or we're going to listen to the talking head, is what I call it, and when your head is thinking faster than your heart, saying, I want to do this, but your heart is saying, no, I want to do that. So we have to decide and have a decided heart. And then what happens once you have a decided heart, you have a made-up mind. And we can't separate the one from the other because they go hand in hand as a part of you, where sometimes we try to figure out, if we divide this thing, am I going to be able to come to a conclusion that's going to help me remove the obstacle out of my way? Am I going to be able to pour into somebody else's life when I don't even have the strength to pour into my own? Are you going to be able to make commitments to yourself and live out your God-given purpose? And that's our question for tonight. What are you going to do to remove all the obstacles out of your way so that you'll be able to live your best life and be a blessing to yourself and to others? So we don't have much time left. I got a little less than a minute. So tonight I dedicate the show to all the mothers out there. And I just want you to know how very much we appreciate you. If you have a relationship with many women who have been mentors to you, who have mothered you in some way, I want you to make sure that this weekend, Mother's Day, that you spend time with your family, that you call those that are close to you. If you have the opportunity to be with your mother, that is fantastic. And just share with her how much you really love her, because sometimes we don't get a chance to do that as often as we want to. So to all the mothers, happy Mother's Day. I hope that you will enjoy it with your family and friends. If you know that your aunt is alone or your grandmother is alone, make sure that you spend time with her and let her know how much you love her. If you have other female friends that have been encouragers in your life, do the same thing with them. Mother's Day is every day, but we're going to take this coming Sunday and make it a special day for all the mothers. So thank you so very much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Thank you for allowing me to share a few minutes of my time with you. I want to send out a big old hug and a love salutation to all the mothers. God bless you all. God bless everyone that is listening to my show. I will be back next Thursday, Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Thank you again. Good night, and I'll see you next week.